The Art Connect Society community serves creatives around the world. The purpose of the Safe Spaces project is to connect communities through engagement with contemporary art. Does sound a bit wordy, a bit airy, but in truth, it's about connecting artists, about collaboration among artists. And that collaboration provides a very rich setting for moments of connection. We are seeking to create a supportive, nurturing dialogue within circles of women, mothers, and caregivers in order to really raise the awareness of scars unseen, tolerance, understanding, and solidarity. We are truly excited to see artists coming together, women working together, women opening up, sharing stories, being themselves and letting themselves be seen. And that is truly what this project is all about. You will now hear a short collection, a little sample of what is behind, of what is happening in the lives of women through their words, work, and creativity.
When I think about a safe space, I think of myself in nature. And I think this is something that has evolved actually through my time here in Norway, because obviously there's not many places in the world where you can really roam around as a woman, feeling like you can just, you know, be part of the experience of being in the present without having to be looking over who's watching me, who's walking behind me, is there people around me? So I think in this safe space, I think of myself kind of like just in nature. And I don't think necessarily it's in Norway. My place is more like a very primitive place. I grew up in a big city in Ecuador, which is Quito, the capital city. But my family had big ties with a very tiny town, very tiny. Only people in our family used to live there. And this place was, you know, a place full of vegetation, a very exotic, lots of fauna and flora happening at the same time, and kind of just, you know, like walking through these places and feeling the scent of the plants coming to you and welcoming you, and just being, you know, this, whether it's like oranges or whether it's like a papaya or even something more exotic, which is like a guava, these like very fragrant plants. It's just like that it totally bring you to a sense of calmness, because you suddenly are able to find yourself in a place so big and so unique that you're just, you know, one component of this whole ecosystem. And I think that's a lot of like what I long for when I think of a safe space. But like I said, to a certain degree, living in Norway has provided some of that, in the sense that like I go out, I walk in the forest like really either late at night or early in the morning, and I'm never concerned about my safety. And that's actually one of the reasons why I wanted to raise my children here. I have three girls. And I think for me, there was always this small level of anxiety growing up, feeling like, you know, something was going to happen to me because I was a woman. I don't know if men walk it in the same way that we do, but that was something that I grew up with. So I think that's what I'm thinking about and what I envision as like my dream, like state, safe space.
Behind the scenes, you know, making art, I think a lot of it is thinking about the art first. So part of my process is hiking. Where I'll find these places in New Mexico that I can go and hike, and I really won't see another person. Or if I do, it's very fleeting, you know, they're passing. But it feels like this kind of really open space, and then I can see from the horizon as far as you can see because it's desert. So it's this kind of expanse, and it feels like I have this empty space inside of me that's being reflected outside. So during those times, I kind of think about what I'm doing, realign myself, think about what my goals are, get a little bit of inspiration just from like thinking about images and thinking about what I want to do. And then I go back to the studio, which is inside my house. And because I'm a single parent, my home feels like this kind of oasis too, this kind of place that I can go that feels very safe and feels like there's not really going to be anybody else coming in that space. And so then I start to make work inside of my studio, and sometimes I don't have music on or a podcast or my iPad on playing a TV show, which sometimes I do if I'm doing prep or I'm cleaning the room. But it's also this kind of quiet place where I can bring in that energy from the hike, and I can bring in that energy from like even taking a shower and kind of thinking about things, or because I don't have a partner at my house, and I don't, and my son now is away at college too, especially. And when he would go away to high school, and the way that I get to work, because I'm a professor, I have kind of different hours. I have a lot of alone time in my house. And I think that that also kind of helps to create that sense of quietness and introspection. And then I go into the studio and I work. And then sometimes I kind of need a break because it's been hours, and I'll come back out and I'll eat something, or I'll do some laundry and I'll come back. But it's kind of like this space that exists that isn't interrupted. And I think that that's, and that in the hiking, they have that symbiotic relationship of being these kinds of places that feel like I'm all by myself, feels very safe in a lot of ways. And it feels like a place that I can create, and there's nobody else saying anything or interrupting it or influencing it. So it just kind of feels very conducive to creation for me in that way. You know, I think the artistic practice really feels like freedom, because I think it's also so similar to meditation, right? Like you have this thing that's yours that you can always go to, that always supports you. And to me, that feels like freedom, because I know no matter what happens, like say, God forbid, I'm destitute on the streets, I will always have my art practice. Like, you know, whatever gets taken away or whatever happens, the freedom to make work and to have access to that part of myself is so important. And it's something that cannot be taken away by anybody else. So to me, that's ultimate freedom, because it feels like I have access to this thing that will never leave me, that will always be there to support me. It's invisible, right? Like, you know, it's not tangible in like a lot of ways. But when I think about freedom, and when I think about peace and like this place that I have that's all encompassing, to me, it's the artistic practice, because I don't think it has to have a product. I don't think that it necessarily, right? It can be literally anything. It could be doodling. It can be drawing. It can be, but it's this relationship you have with that work. And that's just it. To me, that's a very freeing thing, because it allows you to see the world differently, allows you to access the world in a different kind of way. And in theory, right, it has no judgment in theory, right? But in order to like connect with the world. And so to me, like that practice is really freedom for sure.
Sort of as a leader, I've always been more sort of as a servant leader. I would empower others. I would create very safe space for every single person around me. Always safety comes number one, and safety and trust. I will protect you. We will sort anything. Just be open, honest, truthful. And you know, that's how I've always sort of led by example, always led, going back to what I've always done all through my life. And it's now almost time to introspect and dedicate to my research, my practice, and to the art world, and sort of coming down sort of from my parents and from my dad, who's always been a mentor to people, always very wise, never judged anybody, always respectful, always fun. And he sort of always broadened our horizon to look, and always spoke the truth that during the regime changes and sort of bringing up, I understood, and always to adopt sort of critical thinking into really look to the bottom of it, you research. So you're never given anything as fact. You always research back. You look what the motive of the person was, who is behind it, who is paying for the research. And yes, I totally understand the world is complex, but yet it's really simple. The time is now right and coming, and I've always believed, and I always fought for it, where the kindness, the authenticity, where those people will be now feeding through the system, they will be leading to countries, they will be leading to industries, they will be within the education, and all that will get to the surface, where any of the sort of passive-aggressive, any of the negative, I totally get, you know, you need to have constructive criticism, absolutely. But any negative, any pinpointing, any sort of victim-like, I very much sway from that. So very much openness, taking the other perspective, having respect, but having open mind and having curiosity. and almost egoless, almost becoming egoless. I totally understand that if you can drive, you need to have the drive, but it's almost to have the selfless ego where you're doing it on behalf of somebody. But then again, that can drive polarization because you're representing a certain group. So it's almost, for me, it's humanity, whatever color, creed, you the same. We all crave love. We all want to breathe. We all want to bring our families. We want to have a rich life. We want to leave legacy behind. So that's essentially sort of how I've always sort of looked at it and sort of what I believe. So I've been mentored. I've got so many mentors and so many friends, which are sort of life mentors in so many different fields where we would be discussing very deep sort of all those sort of questions, big life questions. And we would be where I can be really open and I feel absolutely safe. Anything I will discuss is not going to be judged. And I will get that perspective. And I've always nurtured that all through my whole life, essentially, sort of in my corporate world, in my sort of artistic endeavors, and researching, meeting people, networking, connecting people. I've always loved connecting people. But I think it could be really beneficial, like win-win, looking for the win-win in everything.
But things which go wrong unexpectedly and you don't know really how it happens or what you can do about it, that's the most creative moment I have in my work. And that's like creativity to 1000%. While you are in such a messy situation, you really have to think outside of normal standard practice, like how you can find the solution. So I believe that this is literally a masterpiece I'm painting every day, because it doesn't matter how hard you try, how well you prepare, it will always be messy, and there will be always failures, and there will be always the negative moments. I switched my mindset and I started thinking, oh, I like really like these problems because I like solving them. And this is a challenge for me and it's positive. Being a photographer and growing and educating myself, I just created this very deep passion for people's emotions and for people in general. Because people are fascinating. They're like onion, literally. Onion, you know, just like so many layers. And the older they grow, the kind of like more layers they have, right? And it's just amazing to see how people are, how people look, how people react, what they have in their eyes. Sometimes it's sparks, sometimes it's desperation, their facial expressions. So when I moved to Prague, I was going on the streets and taking thousands of pictures of people. Sometimes it got me as well in the situations when people were looking at me very weird. Sometimes they even confronted me. But sometimes they just smiled and went with the flow and enjoyed that someone was taking picture of them and kind of felt as well a bit proud. You can really capture simple moments of life which are very special in their simplicity.
I always seek for creating depth, 3D, transparency. I'm kind of like obsessed by these effects or impressions. I love to create it. I am sort of like light, like a feather, for example. I feel very light and I feel almost like that I lost all the control. I'm very connected with that like moment, with that piece. And I feel like I'm almost like becoming the color. I love to like observe the brush and how the colors meet. And I'm almost like when you are making love, you are like, it's very like pleasurable. nice. I'm afraid that I'm enjoying almost everything on that, especially at the first layers are very, very very like wide, like a dance, like something that you are just letting go. When you are starting to add more layers, it's starting to be tricky, because then you when you are starting to expect more, that should be that moment, that should be there, that wonderful stuff, and you are losing that lightness because then that moment that you are already starting to having the expectations that should be come out something that would be impressive for you, for others. And it's always a long-term inner communication with your ego, with your angels, with your musas. Everybody is there. Everybody's participating. And my atelier, my studio at that moment is sort of like mess, because I'm running between two studios, because suddenly I need a yellow. I'm running to the another studio to pick. I'm still not like rooted perfectly in this new studio. And it's funny. It's part of the process. Everything is part of the process, which is beautiful. It's genial. It's wonderful.
I mostly draw figures, women on paper, and they always have some sort of like expression or emotion that you can kind of read through. I guess because I'm in real life quite shy and timid, I like to express some things that I wouldn't in real life through drawing. So you can see like a lot of, I guess, passion in the drawings, or like more, I don't know, intimate kind of emotions. And I really don't think about it when I draw. So it's just kind of happens. So I guess it is very much connected to, I don't know, my desires. I sit at my desk in my own room. I listen to some music I really like, and it kind of gets me into the mood, and I'm, I guess, in my own world, not thinking about anything that much, just kind of going with the music and feeling something, I don't know, nice. And I just start drawing, and when I start drawing I don't know what's going to come out of it. It's very spontaneous. So I start with an arm or whatever, and I see it, okay, well, it could be the body could be connected this way, and I kind of like how it looks. And so it's kind of like this strange process, I guess. And that's when I feel the most comfortable.
I would like to connect to what Nicole said about that it's easy, because that I think is quite juicy. People sometimes say it must have been difficult to draw this. It must have been difficult to write the poems or to translate it. And we say like, no, it wasn't difficult. It was easy. You know, it's not like hard work. It's something that flows naturally. Of course, you have to devote your time to it or some energy. It costs you some energy, of course. This is quite interesting too. So this is maybe what people don't understand about the creative process. It's not really like hard work. It doesn't feel like hard work. Or for me, it didn't. I don't agree with this, you know, that it's hard. It's not sometimes not easy to start or to get in the flow, but just for me, it's important to like switch off the mind, the brain, the thinking. Yeah, I just had some really lovely evenings at the beginning when I was browsing on the gallery. The emotions started coming, and I just wrote it down. And I started with the first line, and I didn't know what's gonna happen. And it's always somehow got to the end. Something in me chose the drawings that were somehow like relevant to my experience, yeah, or connected to my experience. It just was so magical to me, or I was so fascinated that I started having emotions around the characters that were in the drawings, and also like later on words started coming to my mind. So I just felt the urge to write it down. The emotions that I saw in the pictures were connected also with my personal experiences, I have to say, because I think I write what I have felt sometime in my life.
We hope you've enjoyed this little teaser. If it's inspired you in any way, if you feel connected, please don't hesitate to reach out. We would love to hear from you. We would love for you to join us in our upcoming Safe Spaces project. We have an exhibition that is open to all international artists happening in Prague at the end of this year. So don't hesitate to join us there. The application is still available on the website. We have lots of other ways that you can connect with us and join our project. We are looking forward to hearing from you. Do not hesitate to head over to artconnectsociety.com and please join us as this journey is ours to take together. We look forward to hearing from you. Art Connect.